Randy, you had a headline in your paper regarding a conversation that the Carbondale Town trustees had about whether or not it should give resources to a drug task force called Trident that's in the valley, or spend it on mental health. Can you give us a quick summary of that?
Well, it's the ongoing struggle here of providing both mental health and addiction resources, and the Carbondale trustees being in Carbondale maybe are a little bit more sensitive to the humanity of it, but obviously a lot of the problems that we have to do with people who need substance abuse and or mental health treatment. And Carbondale's asking itself, we're paying $100,000 a year to be part of a drug task force. And one of the trustees just put it very sharply, are we fighting the failed drug war? Are we investing in a failed approach to these problems that are related to substance abuse and mental health issues? And would we be better off to invest in a counselor, maybe attached to the police department or attached to the city in some way, who can help with that? And it's a discussion that they're going to renew at some point and should be interesting. You know, maybe there could be some shared resources, some shared public resources in the valley. The discussion of creating a detox center that about a year ago was bubbling up again in Glenwood Springs, and there was a task force with representatives from hospitals and law enforcement and the county involved, fizzled out because of the cost of keeping it operating long term. So maybe you take something of a more mobile approach to this. It doesn't help with somebody who's acutely wasted and needs to just have a place to sober up. But if there's a resource to help that person the next day and the next week and the next month, maybe that in the long term would save our towns a little bit of cost and pain.
Madeline, that might be a good place for the woman who just received her sixth DUI, somewhere for her to go
somewhere for her to be sent.
Well, to be sent, that's
probably
right.
Probably go to jail. If you have six DUIs, I'm not sure how she escaped jail time more than 90 days. She's on probation for 10 years. Yeah. And the next time she goes to jail will probably be when she hits another person and kills them.
Yeah, stringing this out seems to be a question of just waiting for something horrible to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand it.
You know, the conversation that happened in among the Carbondale Town trustees is similar to what happened when the police chief went before the Aspen City Council months ago and said, I want to dedicate one of my officers to just being a mental health officer who's dealing with these people that are on the street who have slipped through the cracks in the gap of services that we have, whether it's a substance abuse problem, whether it's a depression or suicide issue, just mental illness in general. And so they're putting a dedicated cop who's been trained to deal with this on the streets. And they've put, you know, it's $100,000 a year toward it. So it's the same issues that are, I think, every agency a lot throughout the valley are dealing with. I see more resources and conversations happening. The point is how do you get that woman to not have even the first DUI?
Well, that's right. The issue is kind of mental health and drugs and alcohol addiction are a little bit related. Do you fight the battle on the front end before people are addicted, or do you fight it at the back end when you're trying to help them with their addiction? So that's a really hard question to solve, especially on the front end. I don't know how you do it. I mean, like we talk about the failed drug war, but what's the alternative on the front end? Education, I suppose. But that's a difficult task too.